The populist Dawn, the smallest grouping in the Chamber of Deputies, appears to have collapsed. Though cracks have been apparent since last month, on Tuesday the majority of its 14 MPs rebelled against leader Tomio Okamura, saying they want to set up a new party taking inspiration from France's extreme right National Front. Jan Wellinger spoke to political analyst Jiří Peha, asking him how he saw the situation at Dawn.
Well, I think what is at stake is what we have seen many times in recent political history, and that is the disintegration of a political movement that has been based on just one person, a charismatic leader who created this movement. And now we see what we have seen in many cases, conflicts between this charismatic leader and people who used him to get into high politics, so to speak, and now they want to play a greater role.
This is a party which, of course, propagates direct democracy. The MPs who are protesting against Tomio Okamura say they're just expressing their right within the party to turn it in a different direction. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think that people who challenged Mr. Okamura definitely have their own political agenda, and that political agenda is not necessarily the same as Mr. Okamura's. Mr. Okamura indeed went into politics with one main idea, and that is to introduce as much as possible direct democracy, but unfortunately he also made an imprint on Czech politics with his xenophobic statements and sometimes even slightly racist statements against the Roma and immigrants. So he attracted the kind of people who now think that the main objective of this movement is really not perhaps direct democracy, but something along the lines that we see in France in case of the National Front of Marine Le Pen and so on. And this is why these people actually say openly they would like to form a new party that would be inspired by the National Front in France. However, I think that much of this is just ideological posturing. I think that really what is at stake is simply a personal revolt of people who used Mr. Okamura to climb into parliamentary politics, and now they want to play their own role.
And do you think personally that there is fertile ground for this kind of message in the Czech Republic? I ask because we've seen protest parties like this one before surviving basically one election cycle and then disappearing the next.
I don't think there is much ground in the Czech Republic for these kinds of parties, simply because we don't have a strong immigration problem in the Czech Republic. We certainly do not have a strong Muslim community. So some of these dangers that these people would like to fight are imaginary, and they really do not exist in real life in the Czech Republic. And it's very difficult to keep this going without something real that you oppose.
And if indeed this goings-on spells the eventual end for Dawn, where does it leave Tomio Okamura?
I think that Okamura has a much better chance of political survival than the deputies who have staged a revolt against him, simply because this has been his own project, his political movement. He is the person people voted for. The group who challenged him, in my opinion, is politically doomed. They have no identity, political identity of their own. We don't know who they are, and I don't see much of a future for them.
Political scientist Jiří Peha, who was speaking to Jan Wellinger.